Imagine that it is the dawn of the 20th century, and a new opera house has just opened on Main Street in downtown Van Buren. Picture ladies decked out in Victorian dresses, and men donned suits and top hats as they walk into the grand glass and wooden doors and past the box office to sit in wooden seats for the opening night of Faust inside King Opera House. Van Buren had a theater in the 1800s. However, it burned to the ground in 1889. H.B. King, a local businessman, saw the need for a cultural center such as an opera house and purchased this commercial building at 427 Main Street in 1898. According to current house manager Janice Ross, King was first and foremost a businessman, leaving the businesses that existed inside the building open.
In 1901, when the opera house opened, on one side you had a pool hall, and on the other side you had a saloon. So then you came into the middle and came back through and into the opera house.
October 18th, 1901, brought in the Lambroni Brothers Production Company and that first production of Faust, which Ross says was an interesting choice for the audience of the area.
And the consensus was that they didn't really feel like maybe it was what they, you know, it had been promised to be. And I'm thinking, Faust.
Over the next 9 or so years, King chose many a vaudeville show to perform on the stage of his opera house, in addition to circuses and town hall meetings. As it was before the days of the Travel or Discovery Channel, speakers or residents lucky enough to travel would show slideshows of their adventures, transporting Van Bureners to New York, Virginia, and as far away as Europe. Around 1910 came the advent of the silent picture, and thus the end of vaudeville. King sold the opera house in 1914.
It said in the paper that it would be remodeled and it would become Van Buren's first moving picture house. And it was that until, well, the Malco chain bought it in the 1960s. So it was I lived in Fort Smith in the 60s, and my children were, you know, grade school age, and I would bring them over here on Saturdays to see Disney movies, and by then that's kind of what it was.
The city of Van Buren purchased the building from Malco in 1979. The company hadn't really taken care of the building, and it was in various stages of disrepair. The city boarded it up as they decided what they wanted to do with it. The Women's League of Van Buren, along with other area local organizations, applied for grants and held other efforts to raise funds to renovate the opera house. The city hired an architect to take on the challenge of turning the auditorium into a turn-of-the-century opera house. To qualify as such with the National Register of Historic Places, the renovation had to include a horseshoe balcony and box seats. The dark wood and green paint replacing the wallpaper audiences and performers saw on opening night in 1901.
Now we're standing on the stage, and what you see looking back, none of this was here. They stripped everything back. There's a picture made in the early 1980s. Bill Clinton was still governor, and he's standing out in the middle of the auditorium there. There's on dirt, everything was gone, and you can just see the studs, the original timbers.
Ross believes that the attached seats and slanted floor of today were also added on based on newspaper accounts she's read.
One of the articles in the old newspapers talks about along like in July or so of 1901 of Mr. King ordering the latest style in bentwood chairs. Now, one account I've read that they were folding chairs. I don't think the floor would have been slanted like it is now, because there's one mention of where one of the fraternal organizations had their annual ball here, and that supper was served on stage at 9 p.m., and then the chairs were moved back to allow for dancing.
The renovation work was completed by members of the Western Arkansas Employment Development Agency, or WAEDA, a federally funded nonprofit organization which operates under the Workforce Investment Act in order to help increase the employability of area residents. One former worker recalled his experience of digging out the basement for the theater's green room and dressing rooms as he toured the building recently with Ross.
So we come through and we get to right here. and going just to the top of the last steps, going down into the green room. And he said, all right here's where I worked. He said, I worked with a jackhammer. He said, this was all solid rock in here. And said, right here to make this stairway, he said, that's what I did. I worked with a jackhammer. I did this. And then he turned to me and he said, what did they ever do about the bones that we found here?
Ross has since asked around, but nobody knows anything about that. As we walk from the set of stairs connecting the stage with the green room, across that room to another set of stairs that lead up to the orchestra pit, Ross explains that there have indeed been rumors and stories that King Opera House is haunted. Many accounts include an apparition of a young man dressed in a Victorian-era suit and top hat. It is said that this is the ghost of a young actor, Charles Tillman, who was killed at the Van Buren train depot by a prominent doctor in town. As the story goes, Tillman was a touring actor who was set to leave for his next production. While in Van Buren, Tillman had fallen in love with the young daughter of that doctor, and the two were set to elope the day the father walked into the train station and shot the actor. Rosch recounts the interesting account of a recent audience member as the house lights dimmed and the stage lights went up.
She said the seat beside of her, which, as you see, generally, if you pull this down, it goes back up. The seat beside of her went down. She said, just as if someone were actually sitting in it. So she just thought, oh, well, just, I guess it's just a weird thing that happened. So her attention goes to the stage, and then right before intermission, right before the lights come up in the auditorium, the seat comes back up.
She says there are many unexplained incidents that occur inside the opera house. And as for Ross's own encounters with the ghost.
What I find now, I come in so many times, and the one I find is the light in the men's restroom downstairs is on a lot. I've had the light up there. I hear about 2 years ago, I was in the building by myself, and I had gone up in the light booth, the light switch is at the bottom of a little stairs, and so I'd flipped it on and went up and then into the light booth, and I'm in there turning some lights on the stage because we had some people coming in a little while, and all of a sudden I hear a click and then the light goes out.
Again, she was in the building by herself. In 1998, the city created a 5-person commission, the Van Buren Municipal Auditorium Commission, to manage the property as a rental facility. Janice Ross is a member and is King Opera House's only paid employee, performing tasks from cleaning bathrooms, greeting guests, to booking events. Though they have many requests for weddings and such, they do not host private events. They do mostly concerts, pageants, fundraisers, speakers, and meetings. Just this past weekend, the stage held a performance of A Christmas Carol. And as she is a history buff and actress herself, Ross also performs in a story of the King Opera House's history. This is Ozarks at Large.